Good morning. This is a phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Eric Santos, ADC number 300848. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Santos is 44 years old, currently serving a 7.5-year prison term for two concurrent sentences of aggravated assault to Class B felony. He was approximately 38 years old at the time of the incident offense. He pled guilty and was sentenced on May 4th, 2015. He's asking for a 2-year reduction in his prison sentence. He has a temporary release absolute discharge date of August 13, 2021. Should commutation be granted, his new release date would be December 1st, 2019. He has a prior criminal history which includes criminal possession of a firearm, criminal trespassing, and failure to appear. I will read a short summary of the offense in question. On August 28, 2013, at approximately 11 o'clock p.m., the defendant, which is to say Mr. Santos, and victim Derek Quesada, an undercover Tucson Police Department officer, almost collided with each other when Quesada merged into Aviation Highway from 22nd Street. Following the near miss, Mr. Santos pursued the victim, sped up to pass him, drove in front of him, and then slowed down the speed of 25 to 30 miles per hour. They both sped up and slowed down more than once, and the victim eventually entered into a side street in an attempt to lose the defendant. Again, Mr. Santos, however, Mr. Santos followed the victim, and they were both traveling at high rates of speed. Mr. Santos continued to follow after they entered Interstate 10 and was exceeding 100 miles per hour. The victim contacted a sergeant and told him to get off at Ida Road and call 911. At Ida Road, the victim slowed down to 60 miles per hour in order to yield to a semi-truck, and the defendant, that is to say again, Mr. Santos, ran his car approximately 3 times with his truck. He continued to push the victim's car, seemingly in an effort to push him off the road. The victim continued eastbound Ida Road, reaching speeds in excess of 70 miles per hour at Cortaro Farms Road. The victim made a U-turn against a red arrow in hopes of losing the defendant. When he made the U-turn, there was no oncoming traffic. However, when the defendant followed him a few seconds later, he caused a head-on collision with another vehicle. The other vehicle, a 2006 Saturn, was being driven by victim Ashley Stock, but is owned by Beverly Christian. The purpose of Mr. Santos' request for commutation is based on his assertion that he has taken responsibility for his actions, that he has repented, that he admits to his alcohol abuse problems, and is committed to his recovery. He has received considerable programming inside the Arizona Department of Corrections. He only has one ticket for discipline. He has numerous letters of support in his request for commutation packet. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Santos' 7.5-year prison term is excessive, he received a presumptive sentence with a minimum of 5 years and a maximum of 15 years. I commend Mr. Santos for his programming, for considering his criminal history and the life-threatening injury caused to his victim in said auto collision. I do not find his prison term excessive, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Quinones, there were reports in here that indicated a blood alcohol content.
Oh, thank you.
And one of them was 0.138, and another time it was 0.209. And I think that indicates also, to me, that says that this should not be passed to phase two.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Eric Santos, ADC number 300848. My recommendation, or my motion, pardon me, is to not pass to phase two.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. This concludes our hearing, and I want to thank my fellow board members.